Well, we're really trying to advocate and get some answers for a lot of what our members and working class men and women all around the state could be facing, potentially from these fallouts from the COVID-19, of whether a construction site or a facility or any type of work that may be closed or impacted negatively from this, what are the workers going to be doing? And we're trying to find some answers out.
So what's going on? Are people being laid off at a construction site up in the Grand Forks area, or is this just, look, we need some answers in case, as we enter this construction season, what our workers can expect?
Yeah, no, I haven't heard of anybody being laid off due to the COVID-19 virus right now. We haven't heard anything like that. But really what we're just trying to anticipate with everything that's been going around, I mean, it's changing rapidly within hours, days, weeks, even from last week to this week. What we're looking at is just if a site were to be just shut down, a construction site were to be shut down, delayed or started or delayed from starting, what does that mean for all our members? What does it mean for a lot of working men and women people all across the state? Are they going to get extensions on their unemployment insurance? Can they claim unemployment insurance? How is this all going to work out?
So, Jason, my question, have you gotten any answers? Who have you reached out to get to any of this?
Well, I've spoken to a couple different agencies, the Labor Commissioner, WSI, Unemployment Insurance, and even Department of Commerce. And really, they're putting their plans together is what we're being told. I give them a little bit of credit. I mean, they're up against a tough situation right now, but we're seeing what the response in Minnesota is doing and how they're laying out for unemployment insurance and how they've been really setting the curve on a lot of this stuff, and that a lot of our members are starting to get a little worried of, like, well, what does this mean for us? How are we going to address this if I'm told that I can't work today, or I can't work for the next week or the next 2 weeks or for indefinitely? What am I going to do? How am I going to be eligible for what's going to be available for me? So we're kind of in a holding pattern right now. I'm hoping to get some more answered today in terms of what's this going to mean for a lot of people, for a lot of working men and women.
Jason, one of the questions, you have legislators in the area, because the way I would view this is you have workforce safety and insurance here in the state of North Dakota, you know, outside of the unemployment, you know, all that, if it comes to it, there might need to be additional ways of which you use, I don't know, rainy day funds in North Dakota to help alleviate some of the uncertainty for those that are in your trade, for example, that can't just work remotely from home. Have those conversations started? Do you have, I know that they have the ability to call a special session if necessary, is what I'm kind of getting at.
Well, you know, I think we would really love some certainty and some answers to a lot of those questions right now, because I think that's what's the challenge right now is what is this all meaning? From the school cancellations to potentially now work sites being impacted. Yeah, exactly what you said. For those who work in the construction industry, you can't just work from home. As much as I'd like to try and build that block wall for my basement, I can't do that and transport that to the job site. So what does that mean for us and for our members out there is what are we, and it's tough to have any of these answers. I'm really searching for them. And my hope is that the governor can put a plan together much like Minnesota and say, you know what, this is an extreme time. Let's make sure that people aren't negatively impacted for the short term. Let's get through this. Let's weather the storm. And then let's get back to work when everything is really, we've been able to control this pandemic.
Well, Jason, I know they got a great advocate with you and the council going forward, but, you know, as this does unfold, like you say, things rapidly changing. By the time that I started to right now, and we haven't even been in the first hour of my show, you know, we got two additional cases here in North Dakota. So as that conversation needs to be amplified, you know, we'll continue to have it right here. Anything else you want to get out before I let you get after it? Are there any situations, I guess, construction that, you know what, people are thinking maybe let's just put on hold right now, or is everything green lit as far as you know right now?
As far as I know, everything is green lit, but there's a few stories I'm hearing around across the country that work sites, construction sites are starting to be impacted because, you know, you are going to bring a large group of people in to build a project. Typically, you can't just build these with less than 10 people,
right?
Like large commercial projects or industrial projects. As far as I know, everything right now is everything is greenlit. And the outages that we're doing right now, they've gone into pandemic response plans, so they're keeping only essential personnel at the power plants. But we do have to get those power plants back up operational so we can provide power for all the people across the region. Mm-hmm. But no, I haven't heard of anything that's been red lighted for any projects right now. But really, we're trying to make sure we got some answers. So if a lot of these projects do get stopped, what's available for a lot of members for us?
Well, very good. Jason, we'll continue the conversation here, but I appreciate you bringing the reality that many of the people in this area could be facing. You've got construction. You know, they always say you got two seasons in North Dakota. You've got winter, and then you've got construction season. We're exiting one, entering the other, and there's a lot of uncertainty right now as to what might be delayed or what might happen to those that are the people doing the construction. So anytime you have any questions or you need to get word out for your members, you got it right here on KFGO, right?
Sounds good. Thank you, Tyler. Hey. Yeah, that's what we're going to be advocating for.
All right. Jason, I appreciate it. Any word that breaks, we'll be sure to get out. Jason Hillard is with the North Dakota State Building Construction and Trades Council right here in North Dakota. I mean, the questions are out there, folks. There's uncertainty as to what does if things go the way that they unfortunately could. Hopefully don't. Hopefully we're all practicing that physical distancing